The internet now, we use it for practically everything, but when it was designed and began growing into what it is now, one little detail was left out of its architecture. Virtually no built-in security. So could a new internet, an almost wholesale redesign, solve the problem? Is that even possible now? In a Fox report from Molly Line.
You order plane tickets, movie tickets, pay your bills, all online.
It's taking over pretty much everything we do in entertainment and business and communication.
But hackers and viruses have programmers on the defense, leading some experts to argue that we face a collapse of internet stability and security. They say a revolution is needed.
When we built the internet over the last 30 or 40 years, we did not incorporate security. The fundamental protocols that make up the internet and make it work don't have any security.
As a result, the internet is a treasure trove for criminals. Blackmail, ID theft, organized crime becoming more common online. The activity is monitored here at Akamai, where a massive globe shines a light on billions of internet users.
Our job is to try to make the internet work.
The Cambridge company specializes in keeping online business up and running. They're the first responders, fighting the hackers and worms. A job with no end.
American businesses spend billions of dollars a year just trying to protect their products. Firewalls, antivirus software. These patch methods are working for now. But internet experts argue that all the quick fixes will just complicate the problem.
MIT's David Clark, an early internet architect, says,
every time you put a fix into the system, you have to make sure that the fix is compatible with all your other fixes. And it's a well-known phenomenon that you put in one fix and it breaks something else, or you put in a fix and it creates yet a new vulnerability.
So what's the solution? Start from scratch?
If we've been trying to solve the problem incrementally for 15 years, maybe what we have to do is go back and revisit some of our fundamental assumptions.
Clark argues for redesign, creating a new internet where trust is assured, the clean slate approach. He's not alone. The National Science Foundation is exploring the idea. Ultimately, there is no easy solution.
If there was a magic bullet, we would have fired it already.
In Boston, Molly Line, Fox News.